We look at entertainment now, and looking at the sales for Czech cinemas for the last half year, it seems there's no business like show business for riding out an economic crisis. This week, the Union of Film Distributors released the results of domestic cinemas for the first 6 months of 2010, and they showed record earnings, a whopping 747 million crowns, as well as nearly a million more moviegoers. Christian Falvey has this report.
If cinemas in the Czech Republic managed to make as much money in the last half of 2010 as they did in the first 6 months, this will be their best year ever. Surprisingly, at first glance, despite high unemployment and higher prices of tickets at the box offices, moviegoers are out in droves, with almost 7 million seats filled since January. I asked Aleš Danielis, director of distribution at the country's primary film distribution company, Bonton Film, what was fueling the leap in visitors.
The advantage of this first part of this year was that on the one side, as everywhere on the world, the very strong success of the Avatar, and generally we could say that very good results are almost all 3D films which was in the cinemas. During the first half of the year, there was 13% of the total shows did with the 3D digital equipment, and this 13.3% shows collect 29.1% of the box office.
Indeed, roughly a fourth of the total cinema earnings in the Czech Republic came from the 3D sci-fi epic Avatar alone, which has been watched by 1.3 million Czech viewers since its release in mid-December. This success was possible thanks to 79 3D screens in the country, 40 of which can be found in regional towns and cities. And while the 3D bonanza can be found across Europe, the Czech market is also boosted by the unique fondness that Czechs have for Czech film. Mr. Danielis estimates that 25% of cinema-goers so far this year have been attending Czech movies, such as the latest by comedy director Jiří Vejdělek, Women in Temptation, which has made half of what Avatar has in roughly half the time.
Prosím tě, co ty víš o chlapech? Za celý život jsi měl jenom jednoho. Proč si myslíš, že se tak rádi prohání po golfovém hřišti, no? Mají tam 18 dírek.
What does all this success say about the real harmfulness of the film distributor's main nemesis, the internet pirate? Mr. Danielis himself has often spoken out against piracy, and so I asked him if the positive trends in cinema profitability don't show that piracy is less destructive to the business than is often thought.
The total distribution results in the Czech Republic is concentrated to quite a few extremely strong films. And there is also quite stable results of the art house films. But what is very complicated is the situation in the mainstream, we could say. For the cinema, it's possible to live with this. But for these distributors who works with the independent production, European films, this influence of the internet piracy is very, very bad. And especially it could have a very bad influence to independent mainstream.
For now, maybe the only thing that would be even better for Czech cinemas would be a Czech film in 3D. As it stands, good news is right around the corner. Three such films are now in production.
Christian Falvey, thanks, Christian, for that story.